Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9 Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Quantum Supremacy: How the Quantum Computer Revolution Will Change Everything by Michio Kaku, is a wide-angle guide to one of the most consequential technologies now moving from theory to early industry. Kaku, known for translating frontier physics into everyday language, frames quantum computing as a shift as profound as the arrival of electricity or the internet. The book explores what makes quantum machines different from classical computers, why certain problems become dramatically easier, and why error, noise, and scaling remain the defining hurdles. It also surveys the race among governments, universities, and private companies to build practical systems while explaining the stakes for cybersecurity, medicine, materials, and economics. Along the way, Kaku connects quantum ideas such as superposition and entanglement to real-world applications, offering readers a sense of how breakthroughs may unfold over the next decades. The result is a forward-looking narrative about capabilities, limits, and societal consequences of the coming quantum era. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the quantum leap from bits to qubits. A central topic is the conceptual jump from classical bits, which are either 0 or 1, to qubits that can represent combinations of states and share correlations through entanglement. Kaku uses this foundation to explain why a quantum computer is not merely a faster laptop, but a different model of computation. Rather than checking possibilities one by one, certain quantum algorithms can explore many paths at once and amplify the probability of the right answer. The book emphasizes that the advantage is problem-dependent. Quantum machines do not speed up everything, but they can transform specific tasks such as factoring large numbers, simulating quantum chemistry, and optimizing complex systems. This helps readers avoid hype while still grasping why the field draws enormous investment. By grounding the discussion in basic principles, Kaku sets up a clear mental model for later chapters about hardware, algorithms, and applications. The key takeaway is that quantum computing leverages the same physics that governs atoms and molecules, making it uniquely suited to problems that overwhelm classical approaches when complexity scales. Secondly, quantum supremacy and what it really means. The book tackles the public milestone often labeled quantum supremacy, typically defined as a quantum device performing a well-specified task that would be impractical for classical supercomputers within a reasonable time. Kaku treats this as a symbolic threshold rather than a reasonable time. He distinguishes demonstrations that prove a quantum processor can outpace classical methods on contrived benchmarks from the harder goal of quantum advantage on economically valuable workloads. This framing matters because it clarifies why headlines can sound revolutionary while practical impacts arrive more gradually. The discussion also highlights that classical algorithms and hardware keep improving, raising the bar for what counts as a decisive quantum win. Readers are guided through why verification is challenging, how researchers estimate classical difficulty, and why the field debates definitions. Kaku connects the concepts to the competitive dynamics between labs and companies, showing how a single milestone can shape funding, talent flows, and national strategy. The broader meaning is that supremacy marks credibility. It signals that quantum information is not just theoretical, yet it does not end the engineering struggle to build reliable, scalable machines. Thirdly, engineering reality, noise, error correction, and scaling. Kaku devotes significant attention to the obstacles that make quantum computing so difficult to industrialize. Qubits are fragile, easily disturbed by heat, stray electromagnetic fields, and imperfections in control systems, leading to decoherence and computational errors. The book explains why error correction is not a simple patch but an architectural requirement that can multiply the number of physical qubits needed to create a smaller set of dependable logical qubits. This is where timelines and expectations are set. Impressive prototypes exist, but the path to fault-tolerant machines demands advances in materials, fabrication, cryogenics, control electronics, and software. Kaku surveys major hardware approaches in the public conversation, such as superconducting circuits, trapped ions, and other platforms, focusing on the trade-offs among coherence time, gate fidelity, and scalability. He also emphasizes the importance of hybrid strategies, where quantum processors are paired with classical computing for control and pre-processing. The practical message is that progress will likely be iterative, with near-term devices offering limited capabilities, while long-term breakthroughs require disciplined engineering and unprecedented precision. Fourthly, transforming science and industry through simulation and discovery, a major promise highlighted is quantum simulation, using controlled quantum systems to model other quantum systems that are too complex for classical computation. Kaku connects this to chemistry and materials science, where understanding molecular interactions can unlock new drugs, catalysts, batteries, and superconductors. The book outlines how even incremental improvements in simulation could shorten research cycles by reducing trial and error in labs. It also extends to high-impact domains such as fertilizer production, carbon capture, and energy storage, where better catalysts and materials have outsized economic and environmental value. Another thread is how quantum tools may improve optimization and machine learning workflows, potentially helping logistics, finance, and manufacturing, though Kaku treats these areas with more nuance because the best quantum speedups are still an active research question. He situates these possibilities in a broader narrative of scientific acceleration. When computation improves, discovery accelerates. The reader is left with an understanding that the first widely felt benefits may arrive in specialized sectors, where a single breakthrough compound or material can justify the cost of early quantum hardware and expertise. Lastly, security, geopolitics, and ethical consequences of the quantum era, Kaku addresses the societal ripple effects, especially the impact on cryptography. Quantum algorithms could eventually undermine widely used public key systems, creating risks for banking, government communications, and digital identity if organizations do not migrate to quantum-resistant methods. The book frames this as both a technical and policy challenge. The transition involves standards, infrastructure upgrades, and long lead times. Beyond cybersecurity, Kaku explores how quantum leadership may reshape geopolitics, since nations view the technology as strategic for intelligence, economic competitiveness, and scientific prestige. The narrative also raises ethical considerations about unequal access, concentration of power among a few firms or states, and the possibility of disruptive economic shifts as new capabilities emerge. At the same time, the book notes that quantum technology can strengthen security through quantum key distribution and improved sensing. This balanced view positions quantum computing as a dual-use tool that can both protect and threaten. The key lesson is that society should prepare in parallel with technical progress, building resilience through post-quantum security planning, transparent governance, and investments in education and workforce development. In conclusion, this book best suits curious general readers, students considering physics or computer science, technology leaders who need a strategic overview, and professionals in cybersecurity, pharmaceuticals, and advanced manufacturing who want to understand why quantum computing keeps appearing in long-term planning. Kaku offers value by giving readers a coherent map of the field, the core physics ideas, what quantum supremacy does and does not prove, the engineering bottlenecks, and the that perspective can improve decision-making, whether you are choosing what to study, what skills to build, or how to evaluate vendor claims and media hype. Compared to more technical quantum computing books that focus on math, circuits, or programming, this one is worth buying for its accessible synthesis and emphasis on consequences. It connects breakthroughs to everyday stakes, such as secure communication, new medicines, and cleaner energy, while keeping a clear line between near-term prototypes and longer-term prototypes and longer-term fault-tolerant machines. If you want a readable, big-picture guide that helps you anticipate how quantum technology may reshape industries and society, it is a strong addition to your shelf. If you would like to support Michio Kaku, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.